8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. I think we're here to continue what was left off when Jesus left. He said, "The works I do now, you continue to do until I come. Occupy." Don't run and hide and you know, try to, you know, just survive. But I want a people that will learn and understand how to thrive. Come on, in adversity. So I made a statement this morning. When we're going to experience life without limits, you have to learn to take limits off. Sometimes in your thinking, there's tradition. I'll go as far as to say sometime in your thinking there are religious principles and concepts, legalistic stuff. Because most people, and you have some that are far more steeped in this than others, but for most people, they like to control things. Okay, that's the amens. I'll have to count the amens again because people like to be in control. Now that's, you driving down the highway, you need to be in control, right? You drive it, I said, you need to be in control and under control. I'm not talking about that. There's some people that like to control people, try to manipulate circumstances that don't even allow God. As our sister was saying, God showed her the way she was blocking him because where he was taking or where he was coming was unfamiliar territory. It makes you a little uncomfortable, a little uncertain. You have to start operating on another level of faith. Hello? You had faith in your paycheck. You know, you had things under control. Now God has called you into something else that's kind of stretching that a little bit. This can't be God. No, what has to happen, your faith has to increase. Because God wants to take some limits off of stuff. He wants you to stop just throwing in the $5. See, I'm stretching your vision to $10.50. How many know it's a process? But let me make this statement because it's important. Wherever he's got you. I remember the days of putting tithe envelopes in the bucket with change in it. I was working at a Keene gas station part-time and was in love with the Lord. But learned about tithing, and when my tithe came, I had change. But I put in that envelope, I signed it and wrote my name in there, put all the information in there, and put my change in there. That change turned to dollars. Them dollars turned to fives, tens, twenties, hundreds, thousands. My wife and I have sold a lot of money in the nations. But it started somewhere. But it didn't stay there. Come on, I need to testify. I remember sitting on the first row in the choir at age 21. And the preacher was preaching. And I didn't know my left foot from my right foot as far as the word was concerned. I was there to learn, though. And he was reading from Isaiah 6, and he said, "Whom shall we send? Who will go for us? And whom shall we send?" And boy, in my spirit, I said, "Lord, I'll go." I didn't know what I was, you know. I was, you know, hyped. I was, you know, in the spirit. "Lord, I'll go. You looking for somebody to go? I'll go." Didn't know where or what, but I'll go. Send me. As at age 21. Been around the world numerous times, numerous countries, because God took that to heart. He saw my heart. It was simple, pure, unadulterated faith. And that's what God needs from us. Now, look at this. When we allow God to work in our heart, get this, we cannot control the process or control the priority of events. God told you he's about to bless you with more money than you ever had in your life. And then you lose your job. Now, I'm not saying that is the case, but that could be. But what did God say? See, you have no control over the events. You don't control the priority of events. See, God will tell you, I'm taking you to Z. You're looking for Z. Amen. God stops you at B. And then you step back to A. Hello? But God said, I'm taking you to Z. But see, a lot of times people want to control the process. You have no, when limits are taken off, you have no control over the process. That's what you have to understand. That doesn't mean you become frivolous and careless. You just have to understand, I'm not in control of this. God is the one in charge. You know, there's a little bumper sticker. God is my co-pilot. Well, he need to be your pilot. Come on. You need to let God be in charge. When Christ is truly at work in your heart, I'm telling you, it's a liberating thing. Sometimes it's scary to the natural man, to the natural mind, when God gets in control, because things don't happen in the sequences you think they should happen or when you think they should happen. Because you have a methodology, you have a routine, you know, you do things a certain way, and then you identify God in that routine. But sometimes God busts a move. You know, they talk about going up the corporate ladder. God will tell you, get rid of the ladder. I'm just going to take you to the top. Hello, somebody. Some of your minds already fuming. Because you can't see that. Because you're so used to your routine. I'm telling you, we're about to cross over into the miraculous. Into the stuff, not magic, the miraculous. Where God does stuff and don't explain it. He leaves no explanation for it. And your natural mind does not wrap around it. Come on, you got to develop the capacity. Amen. In John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The Zoe life. Jesus said, I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I gave a definition. Let me give it again. I love this definition. The Zoe life, it means better in quality and quantity. Exceptional, being more than expected. Superior, remarkable, more than is needed. Extraordinary, unusual, uncommon, giving an advantage, and much more. That's the Zoe life. That's the life that not only we possess, but that should possess us. Amen? And why I said our soul has to catch up. Our soul has to catch up with what God has already wrought in our spirit. I want you to go with me to the book of Luke chapter 5. St. Luke chapter 5. Verse number 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's. Now, I want you to see how God moves. Now, the principles by which Jesus operated, lived under, worked in, and such are the same principles that we are called to operate in, work under, live in, and function in, and they'll be the same results. Oftentimes, you don't get results because you're not doing it the way he did it. Amen. Amen. I just want to point out something small here. I've read this numerous times like you have, but in this last time of studying it, God just pointed out some little things. You know, Jesus saw two ships, no one was in them. But he already determined he was going to use one of them. Are you hearing? See, we got to wait. Whose ships are those? Is they saved? Or, you know, are they in town? You think they might let me use it? No, in his heart, he already knew. He's been led of the Spirit. He already knew what his mission was, what he was going to do. Remember, he sent one of the disciples, go into the village and go to this house and inquire and get a donkey. He told Peter, he said, go down to the river, go down to the lake rather, and cast in your fishing rod. And the first fish you pull up, ain't going to be three and four. And you got to guess, the first one you pull out, open his mouth, get the coin out, and pay the taxes. Come on, he didn't move in wavering and wandering and doubt and, you know, guessing. He did things. See, faith is like that. It's a move. There's a corresponding action. You act many times before there's a manifestation of anything. Help me, Holy Ghost. That's where people are afraid, because God is very unconventional. I wish I had time to really testify. Because God, one thing I learned early was how to move in faith. I made a lot of mistakes, but saw a lot of miracles because of faith, because of operating under faith. He saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were going out of them, and they were washing their nets. He entered one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Now, the Lord didn't tell him just to launch out into the deep. He said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. I'm not calling you to launch out into the deep for naught. Launch out there. Because I have a drought. I have something waiting on you there. And don't just take one of your little flimsy nets. Let down your nets. See, here's where folk miss God's taking his limitations off. God says nets, and you take an old net. You take a fishing line. God said bring your nets. And you brought your pole. Because your attitude bad. You going through. Well, just like Peter, but Peter was very flyable. What did Peter say? Peter said, and Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. We know this story well. Jesus said, nets with an S. And drought or fishes. Peter said, net, and only because you said so. And the net broke. Your blessing is not dependent upon God's generosity, it's contingent upon your capacity for God's generosity to receive it. I don't know what your experience has been. I know what it's like to be up, I know what it's like to be down. I know what it's like to be or feel forsaken. I know what it's like to have more than enough. I know all those emotions. I know that emotional roller coaster. But I have come to the conclusion that what God said is what's going to stand.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in Mega Grace.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.